This episode of Under the Training Book is brought to you by only the sort of shitstorms that would inspire.
Many times came to record one episode, keep fucking it up.
And speaking of shit, I remember this story. The story of when I shit in a shower one time. We didn't ever have a shower in my house until later. We had a shower. One of my cousins didn't have a shower in their house for a long time. So that's the way the story goes. They didn't have a shower for a long time. They got a shower hooked up, and it was a cousin I stayed all night with. A cousin, by the way, that if you want to connect links, people who know me and know my family, same cousin who abused me. But they didn't get a shower until way later. It's when I was like in high school or something. But I used to stay all night with them a lot. One night, I didn't make it to the bathroom quick enough, and my aunt didn't know this, but me and my cousin, her son, had went out drinking, and I was drunk, and I didn't make it to the shower, I didn't make it to the bathroom in time, and shit myself, and I ended up having to clean myself up by taking a shower. So, that's a shit storm, a down the drain sort of shit storm, but a shit storm nonetheless. Blog entry from 12-15-06. Late, I'm always making her late. I did not drive in today and hitched a ride with Mar, making her late for work. I feel like shit when that happens and need to get my truck straight or start saving for a new one. I started the short story submission last night at the day job because it was not busy at all. 1,387 words done on the first draft, with 2,500 being the limit. I plan to finish up that draft tonight and then hand to Mar to read over so she can let me know how much it does not make sense and how many times I missed the point I was going after. I went right after the idea that I had when I first heard about the project, and hopefully it hits what they are wanting. If not, I will have to rethink. The story is good enough. I think I have to keep a hold of maybe for future considerations. Tonight is Doctor Who night, so when I get off work, I will record to repeat. Tonight's episode is... let me check. Oh, Fear Her is the episode tonight. I have heard good things about the episode, so I'm really looking forward to seeing it. Next week is the Big Doctor Who Marathon on Sci-Fi Channel. They have me on call at the day job for today, which just so happens to also be my work birthday. So hopefully it will not be busy, because I plan on taping all the episodes I can. Big weekend ahead. I shall try to work on the short story further. Myself and Wade will be apartment searching for something for us both, and we are heading to a going away party for a friend of ours who is moving to Texas. Poor dear, having to move to Texas. My home state of Virginia is a shit pile politically the last few years, and I was going to discuss, I have it in my notes. Yes, I do make notes for this podcast. I have it in my notes of things to maybe discuss the proposed trans bathroom bill, which would also require schools to out trans students. What else can I say but, like, fuck it, Virginia. Why are you fucking, like, oh, God. It's so hard to live in Florida and actually be glad you're not living somewhere else, because Florida is really a shit pile. But I'm glad I'm not living in Virginia, because it's like a fucking shit pile. A bigger fucking shit pile. I love it. Speaking of shit pile, WikiLeaks. So WikiLeaks is like the Obama administration CIA is legally funneling top secret information to NBC for political reasons before the new president even gets to read it. Really, WikiLeaks? Fuck you, WikiLeaks. You are literally the fucking children who will fucking cause a mess and then fuss when somebody kicks your ass for it. You know, this is proof that WikiLeaks, all it was from the beginning, was a fucking bunch of jackoffs who wanted to fuck with people's lives and play games. And now they're fucking playing games with other people. It's like one big rant. It's all this podcast is going to be one big rant, and it's only going to be like 20 minutes of me just saying fuck you to a bunch of people. You know? I was recently watching some old wrestling, and I come across Dusty Rhodes' famous Hard Times speech that he gave during an interview once, which is fucking, you should check it out. Search Hard Times on Google. Or it should be available on the WWE Network. If it isn't, it's a shame that it isn't, because... But I kind of rewrote it in a way that would fit for me. So here's the Dusty Rhodes Hard Times speech rewritten for me. I don't have to say a lot more about the way I feel about Republicans. No respect, no honor. There is no honor among thieves in the first place. They put hard times on me and my family. You don't know what hard times are. Hard times are when the old workers around the country are out of work. They got 4 or 5 kids and they can't pay their bills, can't pay their own wages, can't buy their food. Hard times when the young workers are out of work and they tell them to go home. Hard times are when a man has worked a job 30 years, and they give him a watch and kick him in the butt. That's hard times. That's hard times. And politicians, you put hard times on the country by making people like me think things have changed. That's hard times. And we all have had hard times. I admit and don't read. I don't read like a writer is supposed to read. I don't spell so good. My grammar is a mess. My mouth is just a little bit too big. My words are just small. But I'm ready to scream. And they know we can scream. And there were 2 big landmines in history. One was Jesus, and he's dead. The other is right here. This is country, and it belongs to its people, not suits, not Congress, not anybody, including a fucking president. We will repay you now, we will repay you later, because we will take our country back. Poem for this episode is titled Angels and Rogue Slayers. I am playing with fire deep down below, playing with touching because you just never know. Taking up actions to play with my own mind, playfully playing, giving in to some kind. Some kinds of playing involves things that bind, safety words and being blind could just be a matter of time. Kinky little playing is one of a sort of playing that can become like a sport. A sporting way of laying and touching deep inside. Playing little playing, opening life off fucking wide. Seeing things, tasting the breath from your lips, hands slowly moving down the side of your hips. So play the loud sounds of living and play with your joy. Just do not forget the way playing can door wrench any toy. So this podcast is not going to be very long this episode, but I want to send a shout out and good feelings towards Stacy, who's going to have an operation soon, so I hope she feels better. And if she was to listen to this, I hope she feels better. And I guess that's all for this one, and I'll see y'all later.
I want a renaissance to shine a light, be the change we want, set things right. We've been waiting in the dark for so long. I want awakening in my heart, hear the angels sing. Shine a spark, we've been sleeping in the